Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. You obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Swinging a drive down the left field line in the corner. That ball is going to be a grand slam. It's a grand slam for Ian Happ.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
He's a good hitter who gets on base a lot.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Dives and makes a great catch in left center field. Ian Happ with a sensational diving catch.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
If I say something to a guy and, like, get upset, and I go back and look at the iPad and, like, it's a strike. The next at bat when I go up there, I will say, that's my fault. I didn't see it well. That was a strike. Because there's definitely guys out there that just, like, are always saying that they're right and, like, leading the umpires astray. And I try to be, like, very honest.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day. He's got an insatiable thirst for coffee.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Well, let's just get him healthy. That's our goal right now, just yes, to make sure that this guy is 100% or close enough. Ian Happ is on Twitter at @IHAP_1. Cubs outfielder joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good the last couple of days and hoping to be back out there today. I know it's a little gray and hopefully the rain stays away, but yeah, tough to watch baseball for a weekend. Not my favorite thing.
When you're coming back, when it's hamstring stuff, how careful do you have to be on, like, maybe you do feel great one morning about overdoing it and then re-injuring it?
Yeah, you have to have a little bit of a governor on yourself, I think. I felt really, really good to start the season. Just moving around really well and just end of a long road trip, hard surface in Arizona and kind of 2 10-inning games with a day game the next day. It's like, you know, and you want to just be able to play the way you've always played and not think about it. And, you know, there was no, like, specific incident or something that happened, but just some general tightness that led to some soreness that didn't feel normal. And so sometimes you have to put the good of the season above, you know, the good of a certain game or a weekend.
Still, it's disappointing to not have done better against one of the worst teams in baseball. And this has been a sort of a strange season, which you go on the road, you have a really strong, 5-4 West Coast road trip, a tough swing early. And then to come home and play kind of mid was a bit of a deflation.
Anything can happen in a 4-game series. I think that's the way 4-game series go. You know, you can walk out of there and win 3 or 4 games, or you could be 2-2. And that's, you're playing big league baseball players. They pitch it really well. You know, they got a good group of starters with good stuff and their bullpen's really effective. So, you know, we put ourselves in good positions in all those games. Just that's baseball. Those guys are going to win, you know, they're going to win baseball games this year. And that's part of it. You know, we still win blown in at Wrigley, win blown in across and Chile and tough environment to score runs. And so, you know, we had a bunch of opportunities even on Sunday, the last game of the series, with some bases loaded opportunities and some early stuff against a really good pitcher who's been super effective this year. And, you know, sometimes those runs don't get cashed in. So, you know, all you can do is continue to put yourself in good positions and have good at-bats. And when you look up at the end of the season, you're going to be in a good spot.
You've been teammates with Kyle Hendricks for a long time. How hard is it for you to see him struggle? And in Sunday's game, it wasn't like he got bombed. He seemed to just get peppered.
Yeah, I mean, you see it all the time. You know, it's not specific to Kyle. You see it all the time. It's, you know, it's early in the season. It's a small sample. You know, there's times when guys get hit hard or give up walks, and then there's times when guys get blooped around the field. And I think J-Mo, you know, said it really well about his start last year. Like, it just, everything was going wrong. You know, there would be times when there was, you know, four bloopers in a row that led to a run, and, you know, a couple hard hit balls after a couple bloopers, and you end up in putting runs on the board and, you know, frustrated. And that's part of the game. You know, I think we as a organization, as players, you know, everybody has all the confidence in the world in Kyle Hendricks and his ability and what he can do. And there were some really bright spots that start on Sunday, and him on the edges and that cut changeup working against righties. And, you know, I've played with him long enough to know that he is one of the best in the game at what he does, his consistency, his preparation, and he's going to be just fine. It's just early going.
The numbers on contact are down. Performance on contact in MLB, down. Homers less than 4% of the time. Slugging 507 on contact. This is numbers that look like they're from like 2013 or 2014. Homers are down. Doubles are down. Triples are down. Singles are up. Do you notice anything that feels different from your, when you hit a ball, to the performance of where the, or to where the ball goes?
I can't say that, like, there's been a huge, it's tough to say, you know, when the ballparks that we played in, the places that we've played, you know, we haven't played a bunch of warm weather games. Even, you know, San Diego and Seattle are both a little on the colder side. I can't say that, you know, Wrigley hasn't been super wind friendly, except for maybe one or two days so far. So I can't say that we've had like great atmospheres to know if the ball's flying perfect or not. But it's probably a little, is that like compared to overall data or compared to April?
This is a comp that I'm looking at with Joe Sheehan's numbers here. Just looking at overall offense based on full year stuff, and teams are averaging 4.3 runs a game in the low end of normal. This is not quite the dead ball 2022, but this is, there's a lot of outcomes. Like, this is not a small sample when it comes to just how the ball is doing off the bat.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. And I'm not sure, you know, as we get into some of the warmer months, if that picks up a little bit. And, you know, I know obviously from my experience at Wrigley, you know, to get some of that slug in and get the ball kind of flying a little bit better, you got to wait for the weather to warm up. But it's interesting. You know, it's different every year, right? And we can't look back until kind of June, July to know if things have significantly changed or not. But, you know, played in 18 and 22 with the balls different, and played in 17 and 19 with the balls on the opposite end of the spectrum. And so it's hard to know until you get kind of deeper into the season.
Couple of theories here. Let me bounce both off of you, especially with doubles and triples. The average starting position of outfielders is deeper than ever. Yeah. Outfielders are playing deeper. Is this something you have done consciously? Is this data driven where they say, look, this is just smarter to play deeper?
Yeah, it's a data driven decision. I mean, the deeper that you play, with the way that pitchers pitch now, with the everybody throwing as hard as they can with wipeout secondary stuff, like, it's very hard to string together three hits. It's very hard to put three singles together to score runs. And so the more that as an outfield you can limit slug and put yourself in a position where you're forcing teams to hit three singles, the better chance you give your pitchers of not putting runs on the board. And so outfielders playing deeper, obviously with the shift, you know, the infielders can't go back anymore, but they're definitely smarter in the way that they're positioning themselves, giving themselves the best chance to collect the most number of ground balls for where a guy hits balls. And so, you know, all of our positioning work is done based on eliminating slug and putting yourself in the best position to catch the most balls of where that hitter sprays it. So, you know, all that stuff comes into effect in the limiting of slug.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, theory number two. Most offense comes against four-seam fastballs. We have never seen fewer four-seam fastballs based on pitch data.
Yeah, that's a trend that's been going on. I think just because of how good the secondary stuff is and guys don't have... You know, if it's a 2-0, 3-1 count, guys aren't throwing fastballs or don't need to. And so you would probably have seen years ago 70-75% fastballs in those counts, and now it's probably more 50-50 mix on that stuff. And so even in those kind of leverage counts where you think you're going to get something to hit, you're not necessarily doing that. And there's more pitchers throughout the league who aren't giving in 3-2 or certain situations. You know, they're not throwing fastballs to make sure they don't walk guys. They're still throwing wipeout stuff, and so that's part of the change. But also, guys are the amount of guys that have five pitches instead of three. You know, three pitches where they're throwing a fastball, a breaking ball, and maybe a changeup. You know, it's a lot of guys have a five pitch mix where they're throwing, you know, a four seam, a two seam, a cutter, a slider, a sweeper, a curveball, changeup, a splitter. You know, the ability with the technology that's out there to get on and work on pitches and develop pitches that play off each other. Like it's crazy just how many pitches guys have now.
You were talking a little bit about how Wrigley is right now. It's been an interesting start to the season. Like, Wrigley itself is unique in April or March anyway. But even I felt like on days when I thought for sure that the wind was blowing in from one direction, it was actually blowing out to right field, but in from left. What goes into the conversations you guys have before the game and during the game on how the park is playing?
Yeah, I mean, generally you're checking it all the time as an outfielder just to make sure that you know kind of which way it's blowing. We've seen more left to right, which is, it's kind of happened over the last couple of years, seeing more left to right winds. You know, generally the wind at Wrigley in the early going is straight in or kind of straight in from right, kind of off the lake. But we've seen a lot of kind of left to right early, either in or from left field heading to right field. And, you know, some of that colder weather coming from kind of the northwest will push that wind in. You know, when you get into the summer, you'll start to see kind of that more right to left wind coming from kind of the southeast. And so it'll be kind of right, left across, maybe pushing a little bit out to left field. And then you'll get your days that we all dream of where it's blowing straight out, but we haven't had too many of that. And then we've had some wind switching kind of throughout the day. So as it gets colder or chillier, the wind comes, instead of left to right, comes kind of straight in off the lake, dead in from center. So you just got to stick with it and it'll swirl throughout the day.
And there are some guys on this team who can really launch. And the fact that we haven't seen, I was watching Canario's swing and just his swing path, similar to what we've seen Morel do with his hands. And it goes to show you, like you say, it's about slug. It is about getting that ball in the air over the infield and not hitting ground balls. And we haven't had a Wrigley day yet.
Yeah, I mean, Canario's got great bat speed. He swings the bat super hard. He's a really good hitter. And you saw that the one he hit out, and then the ability to kind of like that, get that bloop single to right field in the middle of the rally on Sunday, I believe it was. And, you know, that's just good bat path. You know, people say luck, but when you can hit the ball where you miss the barrel and you're still kind of living over the infielder's heads, that's just really good bat path. And he did a great job in left field too, moving around out there and handling some really hard hit balls. And so, you know, that's not easy to do, especially sun and wind early in the game. And he did a great job out there.
Yeah, he had that one, though, early, the Moises Alou play, I call it, where it's, I got it. Oh, I had it the whole time. And that happens in left. And I know he hasn't played a lot of left, but when that thing just kind of starts to go on you and you realize at the last second, it has to be an awful feeling to know that you're going to need every last bit of your athleticism to keep that thing from ricocheting off the wall.
I mean, that's a backside. That's a lefty hitting the ball opposite field over 108 miles an hour on a line. And that you don't expect it. And when a guy backs the ball up like that and hits it that hard, that's kind of rising as it gets to you and moving away from you with that spin. You don't know if it's going to be true and stay really straight or if it's going to kind of go towards that left field corner a little bit. And so just a really good play to stay with that ball. It's so hard when a ball's hit at you at that velocity to tell kind of exactly how it's going to react. And so just to stay with it and use your athleticism and you know, bring that one down, huge, especially with runners on base in that spot.
When we last talked, you were cryptic. You were teasing something about something in the coffee empire. What might be happening? Any news?
We're not quite there yet. We're not quite there, but we're close. Okay. We're close. There's some very very exciting things coming up. But we do have we have cold brew kegs that are available for purchase. So reach out, contact us on that. If you're a business or you're looking for some cold brew kegs this summer to put out for employees or friends, let us know. But we do have some exciting stuff coming this summer, and we're close.
All right, Ian, we appreciate you, man. Get healthy, and we hope to see you back out there.
Thanks so much, guys.
You can check out the coffee and Connect Roasters and all the cool stuff they have going on. A cold brew keg, they can, you know, anytime they want to send one over. You know.
The next time we have Ian on, I'm a tea guy, but I need to start. I think I want to try experimenting with coffee. We'll see.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.